I'm Algernon Cash, and you're locked in. This show is where we host thoughtful conversations about the issues shaping our communities, our economy, and our future. If you value these conversations, then I invite you to support this work. Your donations help us continue bringing together leaders and thinkers who are willing to have honest discussions about our state and our country. Visit lockedin.cash to become a reoccurring supporter. Your contribution helps us continue producing independent conversations that elevate our region. And today's conversation is extra special, not just because we're talking about real estate, but because we're talking about family, discipline, and building something that lasts. As we kick off Financial Literacy Month, I'm joined by three brothers, Trajan, Bryce, and Mike Baker, who made a decision to come together, align their vision, and build a real estate portfolio as a unit. This isn't just about buying property. It's about trust, communication, and creating a foundation for general wealth. Gentlemen, thank you all for locking in. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Algernon.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having us.
Blessed to be here. Yeah.
This has been long overdue. Your brother Trajan has become a good friend of mine over the last couple of years or so, and even took my real estate class and is always speaking very highly of his family and especially his brothers. And so I'm very grateful that you all made time to join me. And I look forward to my audience learning more about the Baker Boys and some of the great deals that you're out doing and the partnerships that you're putting together. I think it's remarkable. Anytime partners can come together and work together, I think it's even more remarkable when they can do it as family, because so often they say that, you know, family can't work together. So let's start there. And maybe I'll go to Trajan, since he's the unifying link between all of us. How did the idea of building a real estate business come together in the first place, Trey?
Absolutely. I appreciate it, Algernon. And I feel blessed to be on here with you and my brothers. So I want to shout out my parents, because it all started with them, you know, deciding to have a family, number one. But then, you know, teaching us about wealth and what it means to build together as a family. So they actually started MTB3 Properties LLC while we were coming up, and they established their own portfolio of a few rental units in Winston-Salem. And they always kind of had this vision of us taking over the business at some point. And while each of us does have our own career lanes, Bryce is an athlete, Mike's in management for enterprise, and I am an architect, we want to still build on that vision and bring it together.
And for my audience, just as a point of reference, because so many people listen to the show and they're based here in Winston-Salem, or they might be based in the Triad. But Charmin Baker is their mom. And so my connection even to the Baker brothers is through Charmin. And Charmin has a very successful financial advisory practice through Edward Jones right here in our region. So we want to definitely give her a shout out for not only the great work that she does in the community, but the great work she's done raising these three boys as well. And your dad, I'd be remiss if I leave out Mike. He's a great guy as well. Let's switch to the oldest. Michael, or Mike, you're the oldest. What made you confident that working as brothers would be an advantage instead of a risk? Because you know what I said, like I said at the outset, they always say family can't work together. It makes Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners quite uncomfortable when the family is upset with each other.
Yeah, I'll definitely jump in on that. Number one, again, appreciate you for having us. But I mean, honestly, I've seen these two, you know, turn into the men that they are today. So, you know, the relationship that we've always had as brothers coming up, the kind of family dynamic that our parents created for us is what allows us and gives us these opportunities to continue to be successful today. I can't speak more highly of these two guys that are on this call with me. The maturity, you know, the prioritization, the intentionality behind all the things that they do makes me more than confident to be able to work with these guys. And how blessed am I to be able to work with the two brothers that have the same mindset and kind of the same drive as me in order to reach our common goal. So, I mean, super excited, you know, for the future for us. And I think Trey and Bryce can also touch on that. But I mean, the relationship that we have and the upbringing that we have established by our parents is what really has, you know, helped us to take off, you know, along with the roles that we currently, you know, drive within our own personal lives. So, yeah.
Well, Mike, let's stay there for a moment, because I like everything you just said. You know, that level of camaraderie and connection and loyalty and alignment amongst family. I'm telling you, I come from a big family. What you're talking about right now is a little bit of an anomaly.
Yeah.
Why was this cultivated so well in the Baker household?
Again, I think it's just the morals and how our parents brought us up. I mean, we've always been a very tight knit family. I mean, even the things that we do today, whenever I have a conversation, I just get excited about talking about my family because of all the amazing things that, we all are doing in our own lives. And it's how we bring that together is what makes us all excited about, us kind of building and stacking on top of that. Bryce, I'm sure he'll talk about it, but it's always about getting 1% better each day. And I think we truly take that, within our family dynamic and continue to expand upon that. But I mean, I have to just shout out the parents on that because, without the, kind of secure, family bound home, and that's not only, just the immediate family, that's grandparents as well too, tight knit connections all across the board. So, I really love and I'm very blessed to be a part of the family that I'm a part of.
I keep using the word remarkable. I'm going to have to come up with another word here in the next 10 minutes or so. But as I sit and listen to you, Mike, I'm sitting here trying to picture myself and my two sisters doing what you're talking about doing. And we would be each other's throat right now. But I guess that has a lot to do with how we came up together as well. So I think this is really cool, what you guys are doing. Bryce, let's shift over to you, man. Before real estate and all the business work that you're doing with your brothers, what were each of you doing? How did your experiences before the real estate deals, how did that shape your approach with everything?
I think we were always just a tight-knit family, and that came from sports. Honestly, we were all blessed with the ability and the opportunity to play sports from a young age, and we all carried it out. I was the one who took it into college, but both played in high school, and I think ever since just competing in board games, or if it came to basketball in the driveway. Stuff like that just brought us closer together as a family, but then just also sparked that competitive aspect and the wanting to be the best and to be the best, not only for ourselves, but for our family. And I think that just translates into every area of our life. So bringing that into business, I think we just each attack it with confidence and with intention to make the most out of each of our opportunities.
Now, Bryce, we're going to have to divert for a moment because I've been told that you're a rising sports star. You play.
That's right.
You were at Chapel Hill, but I think you've now transferred. Where are you at now?
So I'm at Virginia Tech right now. And yes, sir, I went to Chapel Hill last year.
And what and for my audience, and my audience knows I'm like totally not into sports, Bryce. So don't pick on me. But what position, and tell folks a little bit about what you're doing at Virginia.
Yeah, so I play quarterback, and I'm going into my second year in college. I'll be a freshman on the field, but sophomore in the classroom. And ever since, a young age, I've always been a competitive soul that wanted to be the best I could be. And that really was focused into basketball and football. And then high school, I made the decision to commit to football my sophomore summer, and that was to Chapel Hill. And then I was blessed to be able to go to Chapel Hill last year and make the most of it. And really learned a lot of lessons, but God led me here to Virginia Tech, where it's a whole new culture that I'm blessed to be a part of.
Well, congratulations, man. I actually was a part of a franchise restaurant up in Blacksburg, Virginia. We started a Wicked Taco that was literally right there at the entrance to Virginia Tech. So you're in a great community, and I know they love the college up there, so you'll do pretty well. And then when you go off and get famous and you're playing quarterback for the Panthers or whoever you decide to land with, don't forget about my little show back here. Come back here and show us some light and some love, whenever you make it to the big league.
Yes, sir.
To bring it back to the real estate deal, Trey, I'm going to make my way all the way back full circle to you because you've talked to me about the deal that you guys have done. For my audience, just talk a little bit about the deal that you guys just closed, and then maybe give us a little bit of insight onto what you think is next for you guys.
Absolutely. So we're certainly in the beginning stages of this whole enterprise. Like we said, our parents established the LLC several years ago, but us coming together as brothers and really sitting down, that's about a 1.5 year going on process. We committed to doing monthly, weekly to monthly meetings. We call them Bake Excellence meetings. Baker, yeah. And so we would just kind of have that dialogue, talk about opportunities, educate one another in the process. We were doing a lot of these meetings while I was taking your class. I was bringing back that knowledge, sharing it with my brothers. And shortly after I took your class, we found an opportunity in Newton, North Carolina. And this was our first opportunity to work as brothers to close our first deal. So we employed the wholesale strategy. We found a woman who her stepmother had passed away. So she now had this property, the daughter, and she was looking to get it sold and she needed help. So we came in, we got her hooked up with an inspector, an appraiser, a real estate agent, really hands on the ground, helping her work through some of those challenges. And in the end, we were able to net a profit that kind of got us rolling. So since doing that project, we've started looking at our next opportunity, which is a triplex in Greensboro. We actually have an inspector going out there today. We're under contract right now in our due diligence period, so we're very excited about that. And just in addition to that, you know, the family MTB3 properties, we have an ongoing new construction development in East Winston called Rams Point, which will feature 11 townhomes and a retail space. So all of that is adding to this pie that we're working on.
Now, I have to ask, is the partnership called the Baker Brothers or the Baker Boy? What's the name of the partnership?
We're still working on a name outside of MTB3 properties, but yeah, we got Bake Excellence floating around for sure.
I'm voting for the Baker Brothers or the Baker Boys. I think that's the direction you guys got to go. That could be branded so easily. You know, everything is about branding nowadays. You know, your brother Bryce talked about how competitive things can be. And I think real estate is probably one of the most competitive industries that you can get into. Even from an investment perspective, it is highly competitive. Trey, talk about any mistakes that you guys maybe made early on or any obstacles that you ran into during the process that you had to overcome.
Absolutely. And I think Mike would be a good candidate for this, too, because he was very instrumental in getting our first deal across the line. For that wholesale deal, you know, our first strategy was to look for investors who would be willing to come in and purchase this distressed property, put the time into it to get it back on the market. We ended up, and it wasn't in bad condition, so we ended up actually listing it on the MLS with our agent so that it would have more eyes outside of the investor community. But when we got into that process, you know, we got it under contract, but there was still the hurdle of a family member who needed to sign off on the deed, somebody who was in the will, and we could not get in contact with them. I'll let Mike finish the story because he...
Yeah, go right ahead, Mike.
Yeah. First off, I mean, basically what Trey was saying. So yeah, we ran into the issue with the deed where we found out that another family basically had, you know, slight ownership over the property. So then it came to, you know, reaching out to that family member. And, you know, I think the relationship between the family was a little disgruntled. So, you know, having to get over that hoop of, you know, trying to just establish communication, all that good stuff. And I always shout out my past, shout out Enterprise for being able to give me these kind of know-hows to try to find and get in contact with people, all that good stuff. So, you know, I put my resources to work, kind of what I've learned outside of, you know, the whole real estate space, was able to actually get in contact with him and establish that communication. But shoot, I think it took probably about a week or so of doing a little bit of digging. So that was an interesting process. But once I was able to actually, you know, get him on the phone and all the good stuff, great guy. You know, we were able to have some conversations. I was able to, you know, figure out a little bit about him, learn a little bit more about the family, which was also interesting. But that did help us to be able to push to close that deal. But yeah, definitely a very interesting process there for a second. Just trying to get in contact with different people to push some things through.
Well, congratulations. And I think that at the heart of any real estate deal, it's all about persistence and not giving up and just continue to go, as your brother Bryce stated, just being willing to get better, you know, one day at a time here. How do you guys divide up responsibilities between the three of you? What are you, Mike, you're the oldest. So what is everybody really good at?
Yeah. Well, Trey, I got to shout him out. You know, obviously he's taken your course. So, you know, learning a lot from that while also just being in that space of real estate. You know, he's honestly to me, the numbers guy. You know, whenever we have to basically evaluate a property, just start overall looking at the numbers. He was very instrumental in helping teach me and Bryce those things that he learned from yourself and other resources that helped us to really figure out, okay, what is a good deal? What are we actually looking for? So I definitely will say Trey definitely plays the numbers role as to whereas me and Bryce are a little bit more operational. I would say I'm definitely more of the hands-on person. Like to Trey's point today, we have that inspection at another property that, you know, I'll be taking charge and, you know, going to make sure that goes smoothly, getting the information, all that good stuff. So, you know, and then of course making contact, you know, on the other deal that we had to do. Whereas Bryce he's kind of the best of both worlds in that. Cause I mean, just like Trey, knowing the numbers, Bryce is probably number two in that. And I'll be honest, I'm probably number three. But when things need
to get know your strengths.
Me, yeah, that's when I jump in and get it done. But, you know, those are some super smart guys. You know, we definitely play off of each other very well, which helps us, you know, to be able to successfully complete these deals.
You know, Bryce, man, you're still in college. You're busy enough. You got a college life. You're playing sports. I'm sure you got plenty to keep your attention and keep you distracted running around campus. How do you find time to work on these real estate deals with your brothers when you could be off having a good time partying at Virginia Tech?
Yeah, I think to me, just priorities and just understanding that I'd rather make the most of my resources and opportunities now and have that fun later and just kind of build that empire that we're all working towards. And I just know it takes a lot of groundwork. It takes a lot of work up front. And then I think more of the fun, real fun, comes later on when we have things rolling and when we can grow our business into passive management in a sense. And I think to me, it's also something I enjoy doing. I enjoy growing with my brothers from an economic sense and just establishing things that matter also. Cause I know this legacy that we're striving to build is something that will last. And to me, it's just, again, all about priorities and understanding what really matters. And I feel like this connection, the business, the empire and the legacy is something that really matters and something that takes that effort and time that you're missing.
Well, you know, like I said, I've never played sports at the level that you have, but I'm smart enough to know that it takes a strong mindset.
It does, for sure.
You're in. It takes a lot of discipline to be in the position that you're in right now. So when you talk to your friends, your peers that are your age, the same folks that are at school with you, what do they observe? What do they say about some of the work you're doing related to business now?
Yeah, I mean, it's not all up front. Like it's kind of low key right now, just meaning that it's not something that I just freely express. If we're just having a conversation, it's something that you'd have to kind of dig into. And I open up about it. It's not something to hide. But yeah, I think it's something that doesn't really get mentioned a lot until the work is shown and it's obviously for the public to see.
Man, I love that response. I think if I'm probably going to clip anything from this conversation, it was that right there, because too often, and this is from my audience now, I think too often people have goals and they have dreams and they literally miscarry their goals and dreams by talking about them way too early. I think that you ought to let your goals and your dreams incubate. You need to nurture them. There's a reason why seeds grow in the dark and not in the light, you know, in the beginning. And I think so often we rush to shed light on everything we're doing when it's not quite ready. So I think your response and your attitude around that is profoundly mature for your age. And you're right. You need to let things sort of matriculate on their own. And when it's time for the world to see it, they'll see the baby when the baby's born. But that's we don't right. need to. We don't need to reach in before the baby's even ready to come out. So I thought that was a great response. Thank you. Just a couple more questions and then I'm going to let you guys go. Trey, whenever disagreements pop up, which inevitably in any partnership, people are going to disagree. They're not always going to get along. How do you guys handle that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it comes down to taking a pause because we've had those moments where there's been a slight disagreement. Emotions are kind of rising, but just being able to take a breath in that moment and remind us why we're doing it and remind us that we already know we're going to encounter situations like this and doing that mental work in the beginning to know how we're going to respond to these challenges. So I think all of us constantly encourage each other to grow mentally and to just be mature as we go through this thing called life. And in order to do that, you have to approach it from a certain perspective. And our perspective is that we're not going to let petty things hold us back. We're going to focus on what matters, and we're going to just love each other at the end of the day and only want what's best for each other. And that aligns everything.
I love that too, because I think so often the reason families can't work together, the reason is because they do allow a lot of pettiness to come in the middle and cause them to forget who they really are, you know, that they're family above and beyond the business or above and beyond whatever the transaction is. You guys are really breaking some status quos here. They say that family can't work together, Trey. I've also heard out there that African-Americans can't work together. You all seem to be doing both and seem to be doing it very successfully. For some of those people, Trey, that might believe what I just said, what would be your message to them?
The world is changing. The world is changing. It's been changing. It's constantly evolving. And boxes have never been a thing. As much as we try to label, as much as we try to categorize, that's the beauty of being human, is that you can be anything that you want to, as long as you feel that in your mind and you know that you're capable of doing so. So I want to encourage people first, you know, if you do feel like you have these restraints or thoughts in your mind that say you can't work with that family member, or you're never going to be able to build with this person, like, let that go, number one, because you're probably creating that reality just by simply having that mentality. And yeah, just know that you're capable, and it will work out with the proper mentality and the proper execution.
I love it. This last question, I'm going to end with Mike and Bryce real quick here. And I'll start with you, Mike. What advice would you give to people thinking about investing with family or friends now that you've been through this process?
Yeah, I think you just got to find, you know, I think Trey actually said a lot of good points. But what I'll add to that is, honestly, you know, who you surround yourself with is extremely important. So if this is, you know, something that you truly want to get in, make sure you have like-minded folks who actually want to get in the space, who actually want to be intentional about putting the work in, all that good stuff, because you never want to end up in a scenario where, you know, you're trying to push this dream. And, you know, you have somebody who isn't, you know, kind of getting along with you on that space. I think that can be built up, but you definitely have to have some like-minded folks who are ready to and willing to get in the grind and do what's needed to be done. And I think that's with anything. But that, and then just being able to communicate, you know, proper communication, even with my, you know, job now, like, communication is the first thing I always talked about with anybody who joins my team, because communication is key with any of these projects. So if you can just build on those things, I think you'll be very successful in doing whatever you want to do. And you can obviously tailor that to real estate.
Bryce, final question. You mentioned legacy a moment ago. What are you guys really building beyond the properties?
I think we're building an example, hopefully, and an opportunity to inspire others to kind of go against the status quo of what you mentioned earlier, and to go against basically kind of what Trey was saying, to kind of represent that it's capable, it's possible, and that if you go about it the right way, that it's, like I said, it's possible. And I think just beyond the financial profit or financial gains and all the real estate together, just I think we're building a true just experience that we're all going through together. And I think it's going to be one that we look back and that we're thankful that we went through the ups and downs of it all, because it all just makes it what it is, the ups and downs of it. And yeah, I think we're building that experience and hopefully that example to inspire others.
And if I might add to that very quickly, Ajanon, Bryce hit it on the head. It's the story that we're building through the work that we are doing. And we want that story to resonate. And we want it to be a story of uplift. You know, it's very easy in this industry to only look at the numbers and never think about the impact. So whether that be the environment, whether that be communities, it doesn't matter. We want to make sure that the work we're doing is actually adding to the quality of the planet and the earth. And that's part of the broader mission. And all of that comes back to the story that we're trying to tell.
This is what financial literacy really looks like. Not just information, but application. Three brothers making intentional decisions, staying aligned, and building something that can last far beyond them. If you're watching this and you've been waiting to get started, take this as your sign start learning, start moving, and start building. If you value these conversations, then I invite you to support this work. Your donations help us continue bringing together leaders and thinkers who are willing to have honest discussions about politics, business, money, and the community issues most important to our state and country. Visit LockedIn.cash to become a reoccurring supporter. Your contribution helps us continue producing independent conversations that elevate our region. You can also subscribe to my podcast on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify. Share this episode and send it to a friend. I'm Algernon Cash, and you're locked in.
The executive producer of the Locked In podcast is Algernon Cash for WGC. The associate producer is Tim Beeman for Such and Such Media. This podcast is copyrighted and cannot be reproduced without express written consent of WGC.